We're supposed to be like the Good Samaritan, right? Let's look at the story. Guy comes up and says, "What must I do to have life?" And so then there's this Bible quote, "You have to love God and love your neighbor." Well, who is my neighbor? And Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan. And then it ends with, well, who really was the neighbor to that person? Well, the one who treated him with mercy. Go and do likewise. So there's what the Bible says. All we're supposed to do is be like the Good Samaritan. But what does that look like in Chicago? I mean, really, are you a good Samaritan if you give to all of the panhandlers when you go downtown? Are you a good Samaritan if you roll down your window when somebody comes by at the intersection and passes a cup? Are you a good Samaritan if you give to everybody who asked you for something? What does it mean to be a good Samaritan? Let's look at the story again. The way Jesus tells it, there's a contrast being set up between the priest and Levite and the Samaritan traveler. Now, first of all, a little background. Priests and Levites in the New Testament are good guys. You know, Jesus has his problems with the scribes and Pharisees, but the priests and Levites, they seem to come off okay. So it's these good men, these good guys, who walk past the victim, the person in need. And it seems like that the question they ask themselves, what will happen to me if I take care of this person? By contrast, when the Samaritan traveler comes down, he asks a different question. He says, if I do not care for this person, what will happen to him? And that's the crux of what Jesus is trying to tell us, that we need to get out of ourselves and start to look at things from the perspective of others. And if you want a vivid example of how this doesn't work, look at the example of the Catholic Church during this whole sex abuse crisis. When children or parents would come up to report a situation of abuse, it seems like the church officials would ask themselves, well, how does this impact us? And that was the crisis. The only acceptable answer is, how does this impact the victim? You have to think of the other. That's the way the Samaritan thought. And we need to apply that thinking, I think, in so many areas. Just imagine how our national debate would be different thinking about immigration if instead of saying, well, how does this impact us, if we said, well, how does this impact the immigrant? So this is the lesson Jesus gives us. We have to start looking at things not from our own perspective, but from the perspective of the other. But included in that, if you look at the story, is the fact that the Samaritan still lives his own life. He's still carrying on with what he's doing. Right? I mean, the way the story's told, he stops at the inn where he was going to stop anyway and gives some money, not a great deal of money. He is going to come back and see him, but at his convenience, when he's returning back. So the Samaritan understands that he can do something, but he can't do everything. The care that he extends in the context of his own life. So he didn't have to give up his lifestyle. He didn't have to behave in a different way. He didn't have to change his plans. He had to care as it came up in his daily experience. It's the way Jesus tells the story. And the other interesting thing about the story is that it talks about the experience of the priest and Levite. It talks about the situation of the Samaritan traveler, but it also mentions this victim, right? This crime victim. And I think maybe we need to put ourselves in his shoes as well. Now, maybe we've never been mugged and being left half dead, but we have certainly been brutalized in our lives. We've had to put up with a society where the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer. We have to endure the petty aggressions that come from our family, friends, relatives, neighbors, coworkers, fellow students that belittle us, put us down, make us doubt our worth and value. We have to cope with those losses and griefs which can create a hole in our soul that seems as deep and wide as the ocean. So we know what it's like to be feeling as that victim by the side of the road was. And I think that says two things. I think it says, first of all, we have to be aware of the fact that the people who need care and compassion aren't out there. They're part of our life. They're part of our story. We have to extend care and compassion to all those who are in our experience. And the flip side of that, though, is we also are in need of care and compassion at times. Our temptation all too often is when we're going through something and say, oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. But sometimes the greatest act of kindness that you can do is let another be kind to you. So, the Good Samaritan is the one who is willing to be vulnerable. So, if that's the story, the way Jesus tells it, how are we Good Samaritans in Chicago? What's the bottom line? I believe that answer needs a lot more reflection. Each situation is so different. Each time we deal with something, we have to reflect more profoundly on what God is asking of us. But the overarching answer on how to be a good Samaritan, I think, comes by looking at the question that initiated the story, where Jesus was asked, what must I do to gain eternal life? And the answer is, you love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And the key is that word, all. You see, the reason it's hard to be a Samaritan is that we have this illusion that there are things which are ours. You know, this is mine. Now I'll give God some stuff. But I have to take care of myself. I have to watch out for my health. I have to worry about my safety. There's nothing that we have not received. I want to thank you, God, that you woke me up this morning. I want to thank you, God, that I can take a breath. I want to thank you, God, that I have happy feet today. I want to thank you, God. I can bring it on home. We have to understand that we live and move and have our being because of God's love for us. The way we are a good Samaritan is to realize the blessings that we have in our life. We give compassion because we first receive compassion. Amen.